First, it was Disney, that woke Florida Goliath of a corporation. You know the brand from watching Walt and Mickey and Goofy most of your lives. Sure, they seemed all-American back then, good corporate citizens, the poster child for culture and capitalism in this country, led by Uncle Walt. But because, well, they endorsed diversity, meaning, of course, saying it's okay in the land of the free to be gay or bi or trans or Republican or Democrat, okay to be born in another country, even Idaho. They're now woke, and as you know, woke is not acceptable in many parts of this country. So Florida's governor is weaponizing the state government to attack Uncle Walt where it hurts, in his citizens' pocketbook. Crazy? A little too unwoke? You tell me. Now we got the unwoke wanting to boycott the best-selling brand of beer in America, Bud Light, for daring to use a trans in one of their advertisements. Probably Bud figured to cash in on the trans-entered beer-drinking community. Forget the backlash. The blacklists are coming back, looks like from my perch on the first quarter of the 21st century. Boycott the companies who are supportive of gays and lesbians, bi and trans. See if a little economic pressure won't squeeze the toothpaste back into the tube. Don't buy M&Ms. They're sexualizing our kids. Ban books that legitimize lifestyles we don't like from our libraries. Stop drinking Bud Light. Now, in full disclosure, I don't consider Bud Light real beer. More of a carbonated water product that I've never bought in my life. Then again, I've never been to Disneyland and would rather have a root canal and go now. But I have to tip my battered hat to these folks for standing up to the unwoke, even if I don't recommend you fly into Disneyland or buy Bud Light.